Hey, Mike. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Bobby Wellington from Boys and Girls Club, I asked him to send an update. So he sent it to me because I was paying for the week. So I didn't know if you wanted me to forward it to you or I could just give an update via the email.
You can give an update. That's fine. You're a patron.
Oh geez.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Kathy. The only person I don't see is Kelly. Kelly, are you on the call? Oh, can you just, Kelly?
Hey. Who's Sandy?
Just a friendly reminder, if somebody is dialing in, it's star 6 to mute your phone, star 6 to unmute your phone, and Kelly, I do not hit your phone if you're on. I'm just checking to see if you're here. All the other board members and clerk are here. All right, let me try popping her a text message.
Hello, Diana.
Well, while I'm waiting for a response back from Kelly, she's just logging in now. So just to let all the other callers know, we're going to jump into an executive session for probably 15 to 20 minutes, I'm hoping. So if everybody wants to just hang on the line, you're certainly welcome to. If not, my goal is to hopefully be back on the line about somewhere between 6:45 and 6:50. I just want to let everybody know that we have a couple of things that the board needs to discuss regarding proposed litigation, and then also matters relating to the employment suspension, dismissal, and removal of individuals or town individuals. So
nice work, Jason.
You trained me well. Thank you, Sean.
Okay, so the link for the executive session then, is it in the email as executive?
There was a second link that I sent out last week. If you need it, I can send off a quick email, yes. If you need it, let me know.
So it's not in the same email?
I'm sending it to you right now.
I saw two links. That's why I was thinking it was the same thing. Oh, hold on. I got it. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Got it.
I just sent you a second email, so if you didn't have it, be at the top of your inbox.
Okay.
No problem. You're getting pretty good at it. I did this for the
one hour.
All right. So, is Kelly on? Kelly, I don't see you. Have you called in yet? All right. Well, I'm not seeing Kelly, and we do have a public hearing tonight at 7:30. So I'm going to just let Kelly know to dial into the executive session. Again, all the other callers, if you're welcome to hang out on the call. I'm hoping to be back on by somewhere between 6:45 and 6:50. There's just a few things I need to advise the board on. And open it up for discussion with the board, and then we'll be right back on. So for that, I will make
the log out of this and then log back in?
Yes, just like our last meeting. We'd log out of this, jump into that other meeting conference number that I sent out to just the board members only, and then we'll do just the reverse of that. We'll log out of that one, log back into this one, and we'll pick up all of the residents that are on this call.
Right. For the benefit of the residents, before you sign off,
yep.
Supervisor Keating, we will all be dropped, and like when you are beginning the go-to meeting, we simply camp and wait for Supervisor Keating to return. Did that make sense?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Are we ready?
Ah, but then again, I could be wrong.
Won't be the first time.
Thanks, Rich.
You're welcome.
Does anyone want to second the motion?
I'll second that. I'm having some connection issues.
Same.
Okay. I blame Spectrum. All right, so
the board members had to leave this meeting and go into the other meeting. It didn't appear that you could be in both at the same time.
That's correct, right. So we will leave this one. If any of the callers that are on this call right now will essentially remain, well, they might be kicked off, but they can dial back in. They'll remain in the queue until this meeting starts up at hopefully about 6:45, 6:50. That's my goal. So the motion's been seconded. I will start doing a roll call. Are there any nays on the motion? Okay, with no nays, I will assume that we are okay to move into executive session. Boston residents, anyone else on the call? Like I said, if you're disconnected, please feel free to call back in, and you'll remain on hold until we come back with it as quick as possible. So I'll see everyone in a few minutes. All right, so we'll go through the agenda for the board meeting. Just waiting. Person I don't see his cat. Well, Kathy had some connection issues. So I'll kind of move along here, and hopefully Kathy can get back in. He was having some technical issues. So under regular business. Yep. There you are.
Did you want me or should I mute?
No, you're okay. I just didn't see your name pop up. I wasn't sure if you were here.
Yeah, I put on hold a couple of times to have to disconnect and reconnect. So, okay, well, I'm going to mute.
No problem. Okay, so everybody get a chance to review under regular business the minutes and the bills. Any questions under minute for the minutes or the bills? Okay, so
is Kathy Selby on the line too?
I see.
Yeah.
Kathy Selby, yeah, Kathy's right there.
Yeah, I see Kathy, yeah. That's what I thought. Thanks, Kelly.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, so, Jen, do you mind taking the minutes? Kelly, do you mind taking the bills?
Okay, so I'm going to take the minutes, then?
Yes, ma'am.
Yep.
Got the minutes. Kelly will take the bills. correspondence. We have the letter of resignation from Bill Flores from the Highway Department. We have a notification from the Zoning Board of Appeals of the cancellation for the public hearing for the Broadway Group, Dollar General, scheduled for June 24th. We have the notification from the Boston Youth Soccer League. They're canceling their 2020 season. I did connect with Jessica Bolsey via the phone, and she certainly feels bad about that. But again, with everything going on, they felt that was the right course. Item number four is an updated letter for this year, a letter from Erie County Water Authority regarding the 2021 construction projects. Actually, Kathy Selby and I asked to have a conversation with Connie Miner and Clark Patterson Lee on how we're going to start to address some of the water issues in town. That's been kind of it's been a work in progress, but we had to have essentially a plan and a report in place, and that's what's been taking a little while there. So we'll start moving forward on that water projects. And then item number five is the notification regarding the summer concert series. We're canceling July, but some guidance that just came out today, we're looking to get clarification just so the board is aware and any of the residents listening. The summer concert series, we're looking at what the feasibility is for August. There's the new guidance that came out from New York State in addition to some other guidance today, and they're putting some pretty strict requirements on gatherings of people. So I don't know if we're going to have a summer concert series this year. We'll have to see what the guidance officially comes back from the state. And if we're understanding correctly, we essentially, the town would be responsible for having sign-up sheets, potentially temperatures. There's a lot to this. And it's also being starting to be officially enforced by the County Department of Health, just so everybody's aware. Actually, it's been, from what's been reported, and to my understanding, it's been already happening over in Hamburg, where they've been shutting down bars and other outside bands, saying that people are not following the guidelines. Very unfortunate times that we're in. Moving on to new business, request from the floor. Our town clerk did send out a document from a resident over in Allen Drive. So I will I'll acknowledge that. I don't think we have anything else that came in from the town clerk's office, to my knowledge. Public hearing at 7:30, so we have just about 17 minutes here before we've got to move on to the public hearing. Jen, do you mind taking the public hearing? Basically, 2, 3, and 4, they're kind of all together there. You have the public hearing, the approval of the application, and the application from resident Beverly Mercy.
Okay, do you want me to do Michael Flattery too?
If you wanted to, I was going to give that to Kathy, but I mean, if you want to take it,
Kathy can.
Okay. So Kathy, you found out, do you mind taking item number five, the application from Michael Flattery for the second accessory build? Okay.
I will take that. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Item number six, this one, use facility, Hamburg Junior Baseball/Softball League. Mike, if you don't mind taking that one, the only things that have come up, and Josh Hayek and I have been in conversations back and forth, he is aware, there was an email sent initially, which was what kind of provoked the phone call, he's aware of the bathrooms potentially not being open, depending on what the state guidance comes back with. The only other thing that has come up is that Scott said that all of the diamonds are not ready. Also, I'm not sure what league was playing on the diamonds down on Meadow Drive, but when it had rained, they took broom and the brush off the lines and pushed away all of the clay. And Scott said there's just not enough time to get all of that together. So I have reached out to Josh Hayek. They have that conversation with him tomorrow, but I just wanted to let everybody know on that facility. They wanted to start early. They're requesting all the diamonds, and I'm not sure they're going to be I just wanted to bring that up to everybody.
All right, so that's a conditional approval based on as-is field conditions and without the possibility of having the ability to use the bathrooms.
Yeah, yes it is.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the other part that Sean and I are working on is a contract for them, just essentially to protect the town and require, make sure that any of the leagues that play this year are following the New York State guidance to make sure all that their players, the parents, grandparents, you know, anybody that's there is safe. That doesn't
just
really...
I just wanted to add that the payment was received today from Josh for the $75 check.
Okay. Okay, item number 7 is the use of facility for Lacey McMahon for a birthday party. Kelly, you want to take that one?
Yep, I'll do it.
And then number 8, Kelly, I got one more for you. Appointment to chairman for the Zoning Board of Appeals.
Yep, of course.
And then we've got Resolution 2020-43, authorizing upgrade to the key fob security system. Reason why we're doing this resolution is that the town hall security system that was put in place, the call for application is no longer supported, so we cannot create any new or monitor any of the cards. So that kind of forces us to go to the web-based interface, and that is what that that's what that resolution is for, to basically take us into the virtual environment of the item number 10. I know we want to talk about this, so I don't mean to be going too fast, but I don't want to talk about this one. Resolution 2020-44, human resources consultant. This is, you know, I know we've had a lot of discussion on this, you know, going back and forth. Essentially what it is that the between the bookkeeper and myself, we've gone through, we've reviewed files, we've identified the need for an employee manual, followed by the files needing, you know, updating and making sure that's complete. And we're probably going to need some additional storage space because of the requirements for some of these files. But anyway, we're looking to partner with EBC, who currently does our time and attendance. And while there is a dollar amount attached to that resolution for an annual basis, it does not have to go for the entire year. I would like, you know, if approved, I would like to see, you know, maybe four to six months worth of their services, and then essentially kind of turn them loose, and hopefully that, you know, that'll put us in good enough shape that we can move forward on our own. So again, the annual amount is $6,500. You know, it was in this year's budget for that service to get this taken care of for us, in conjunction with kind of a little bit of overlap with the collective bargaining agreement, because we need to have a, does not have a drug policy or some other policies that would have helped us out in a couple of past situations. So anyway, that is all I'm going to say on that topic. I know we've gone back and forth in email. Is there anything we want to discuss before the board meeting, or any comments for anyone?
I really think that we should explore this a little further and table this tonight. I really think a lot of this can be done internally without spending money to do it. And I know we spoke about it earlier today, but I'm in favor of, you know, exploring this a little bit further and tabling this item tonight. I don't know about anybody else.
I have to agree with Mike. Again, I'm going to cite the whole budget shortfall we're going to have moving forward from this COVID situation. I just think it would behoove us to explore other options.
If we had a, I know last year we had, 2 years ago now, I think, we had a county audit that noted a number of things. If we had like a priority list, if we were showing progression in the plans, that would hold off some audit concerns. I do realize though that a lot of that is, nobody's an HR guru, so we'd have to do a lot of backpedaling, figure out what is the law, where do we need to go from here. And I looked through Association of Towns and I didn't see any guidance, which is, I guess, a bit nerving for me, but to try and help to see how I can help, but I don't know that side of things. I know Ellie knows the accounting part, but I don't know anyone who would be able to help with some of the HR stuff. The other towns, I don't know if they've got like a jump off point that they would be able to feel comfortable sharing. Other than that, I was more in favor of having them at least provide us an audit on what we need to do and the priorities, that we could help with the contract too, the union contract moving forward. And then reporting that out in 1 month to tell us where we're at, and then we can determine whether we need to keep them or not. That's more of what I was thinking.
Now this, you know, just to put a timetable on this, so if we table this, this probably will not be touched until late this year at the earliest, because as we enter our budget season, you know, some of this is pushed out due to the pandemic. But, you know, with Ellie anticipated to be going out on maternity, that, you know, that, again, we don't have anybody else in the HR profession at all. And that's in Ellie included. She's a bookkeeper, not a HR manager. So if this is something we, you know, the board chooses to push out, just be aware that all of the concerns and issues that were listed in the email that we are aware of that need to be addressed, including employee manuals, will likely not be started until late this year, early next year at best. And again, I will emphasize that for this year, the money's already been budgeted in this year's budget for these projects.
Okay, so Mike, Kathy, Kelly, you're all saying to table it or a no?
I think we should table it.
I think we at least should take a look at what we can do without spending money. You know, even though the money's budgeted for this year, I think before we spend that, we need to make sure that we've exhausted all the options that we have. I mean, we're really talking about, you know, paperwork. And at this point, you know, with the state, with everything going on in this state, I don't think for a second that they're coming after the town of Boston of less than 10,000 people on a compliance issue with employee files right now. I think we have time on this. I don't think we need to make a knee-jerk reaction or quick decision on it. But I do think we should explore it, so.
Hi, this is Ellie. I just wanted to say that we have been exploring this behind the scenes for about 6 months now. I went to an HR seminar in November, which is kind of what got the ball rolling on this. And this was originally going to be brought up in March, and then all the COVID stuff happened. But so we have been looking into this, and that's where more questions have been getting raised than answers. Every time I take a turn, I end up getting three more questions and no answers. So now I've got a whole list of questions and concerns that you saw in the email that went out. And where, yeah, I can work on getting employee files up to date, I don't necessarily know how to get us into compliance with stuff that only like years of learning payroll and unemployment or payroll and employment law would get you to. Like, I don't have the training in HR that these professionals or anyone in the HR profession do. I've gotten a degree in accounting and I'm trying to learn the HR side, but I just, free resources only get you so far. And like I said, I've tried to figure it out for the last 6 months, and I'm running into more questions than answers.
Can you guys hear me? Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm having.
Yes.
Okay. I'm here. So I appreciate what you're trying to do, Ellie, and it's really like over the top, and you're very thorough with your emails, and that's great. I think you guys are really trying to do a lot here. And I don't think a lot is super necessary this early in the game. I would say take baby steps, fix what you can, and don't worry about being in compliance 100%, because you're not going to have 100% job descriptions exactly as they are. It's really perfect, but in reality, Erie County, as you know, doesn't have perfect job descriptions. So we're not going to get there anytime soon, but we can do what we can to at least try to take a little step and the simple things, I would say, until you get to the point where we're ready to tackle it on a little at a time. I mean, when I was there, I was wearing a lot of hats. I was doing everything from payroll to HR, and it's not 100% all the time. And that's what it is in a small town. You can't do it all with a small staff.
So my question is, you said yourself, you said yourself that you can't do it all with a small staff. If we've already identified the areas that we need to move forward with correcting, what is the issue or really a holdup of seeking help in fixing these areas? Is it simply the money, or is there something else?
As far as it goes with me, it is certainly about the money and understanding. Well, you know, we're looking at an uphill battle with, you know, everything going on with the pandemic, but it's also a matter of cashing in on some of the resources and relationships that have been built over the last few years. I mean, you know, we're active in the county, we're active with other supervisors. Before we, you know, we have another meeting in July, you know, we decided as a board last month that we wanted to keep the two meetings a month going just because, you know, it's remote and it's, you know, frankly, it's pretty simple to do, but all I'm saying is let's see what we can do to capitalize on things that people have already paid for before we go out and, you know, spend it on our own. I mean, I hate to go back to, you know, 20, 30 years ago, but in a lot of cases, this stuff was cobbed together based on, you know, working with other towns and scratching it out and making it your own. And I don't know how much of that's been done, but I also know that, you know, we've done a lot in the last few years to bring the town, you know, move the town forward as far as some of these issues go. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. All I'm saying is I would prefer to table this and explore that a little bit before we jump in. I'm not saying, you know, no, it's not, I'm a definite no on it. I'm saying I'd like to table it tonight and, you know, see what we can do to capitalize on the relationships we have in other, with other towns.
My only concern was with the being tabled is kind of some of the issues that were the reason for the executive session tonight. Obviously, I won't mention what they are on this, but some of the issues with executive session and some of those have brought up questions that kind of need answers sooner rather than pushing it off and waiting months or even into next year to get answers. And there's other employment issues that have been being discussed in email and phone call at the town hall. And that's just the main reason why we put this on the agenda now to get this kind of project restarted.
And I'll add in just everybody that the like the I-9 files and other things, they were signed off on by the town and we don't have proper documentation. So, you know, again, you know, some of this stuff is pretty serious. And one way or the other, if you know, should something arise out of these, we're going to potentially pay more in back pay and other fines, penalties, et cetera, than we would for an entire year of service, which is why Yali and I are bringing this to the table now. Yeah, now the EBC can come back. But that's my two cents on it. I'm not speaking anymore. But we have 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm sorry, I was kind of in and out. I apologize for that. I had a family event here. Of course, everything timing is terrible. But anyways, I just want to say we've always had employment problems and issues all along, and I'm not really sure how we did that prior to this without having an HR consultant. I think we made a phone call or had somebody ask our town attorney or ask somebody. I mean, we've never had to hire a consultant for personnel matters in the town of Boston. So I don't think that's real urgency either. I'm sorry.
My opinion, that explains why our records are in the state that they are. But we have 1 minute left. So I guess I'll end that discussion because we already know where we're at. last but not least, we have the last item tonight under new business, which is item number 11, which is 2020-45, authorizing disposal of surplus equipment. And I'll take that item for tonight. So it's 7:30. So I will make a motion, I don't have to make a motion. I'm sorry. So with that, I will kick off the town board meeting. So it is now Wednesday, July 1st, 7:30 p.m. It's the town board meeting, and I will call the meeting to order.
Councilwoman Selby?
Present.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Present.
Supervisor Keating?
Present.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Present.
Councilwoman Martin?
Present.
Supervisor Keating, please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the flag. Okay, we have another plenty of minutes, so we'll move right into new business, and I'd like to call in Councilwoman Lukacik to for the public hearing. Councilwoman Lukacik.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. Please take notice that a public hearing shall be held by the Town Board of the Town of Boston on July 1st, 2020 at 7:30 p.m. to be conducted remotely through the use of telephone conference pursuant to Governor Cuomo's Executive Order 202.2 as extended by Executive Order 202.38 to consider the application from Beverly Marcy for a special use permit for proposed horse barn located at 7199 Lower East Hill Road. At this hearing, all parties in attendance through the telephone conference will be heard for or against said special use permit, and any written comments on the special use permit received in the town clerk's office by 4 p.m. July 1st, 2020 will be read aloud during the public hearing. This was dated June 17, 2020, published June 26, 2020, by order of the town board, Sandra L. Quinlan, town clerk.
Okay, the floor is open. Is there any public comment? For anybody that is on the call, it is star 6 to unmute your phone and star 6 once again to mute your phone.
Hello, can you hear us? This is for the autos?
Yes, sir.
Please go ahead. Yes. We have a couple of questions because there's so much unknown about what's happening next door. I've been trying to get information in regards to the zoning, what the zoning is up in this area, and no one's been able to give me a zoning map, and it's done online. So there's a lot of information here that is not available. This is a project that is only within 150 feet of my house, my back deck. And in conjunction, as far as we know, with a gentleman who lives on the corner also, because he contacted the person on the other side of us, of Beverly Marcy. And there's a horse barn being built in his interest. So we don't have a lot of information going forward. So we need information. We can't approve this, or we don't like it, because we just don't have enough information to approve it.
We're not even sure if this is something that you're voting on today or not. We have like no information, and we're kind of surprised that we weren't even contacted, because every other situation, all our neighbors, even when they have to request for a covering over their carport, they have to notify all their neighbors. So we were very surprised to find out that it was only posted in the Hamburg newspaper, which we couldn't find. We didn't even know where that was. We only read the Springville newspaper, because that includes Golden and Boston.
So we just have no information.
So I'm here. I'm Mary Ann Lansman. I live on the corner, and Beverly Marcy's the landowner. We own the horses together. We have been going through this process for about 3.5 months. We received approval from the Boston Planning Board. We have met all the requirements and have their approval and recommendation. So we received the recommendation of approval from the Boston Planning Board, which you guys, the board took in last board meeting and accepted their approval at the last board meeting. So tonight was the final decision.
Because we talked to somebody, who did you talk to? And they said that nothing has been
approved have not been informed of this at all as far as this building. We knew there was a building going up, but there was no approval of it.
It's my understanding that tonight's meeting was for the permit for the horses. The building is, Beverly's property, we can get a building permit without a special permit. This permit is to have horses in that barn. So the building, we can get a permit for because she has the property, and we've talked to the code enforcement officer, Bill Ferguson. We've applied for that building permit. The permit, the special permit, is to have horses within that barn. That's why we went through the planning board, updated the survey, and they approved and recommended our to have that happen. So now it's to the board. So the permit is really for the horses, not the building.
So I'm just surprised because we asked him specifically when you were clearing the property. We called and asked specifically if there was building.
We had not applied for the building permit at that point. Applied for the building permit.
Well,
so can somebody here tell us? Do we have anything at all as far as what's going on as far as the horse farm? Because to be honest with you, I don't really care about the horse farm, but Beverly's has a financial, I guess, arrangement with our neighbors up the street, but they have been really bad neighbors. They have gone out of their way to not get,
This meeting is about a special permit, not about your relationship with neighbors.
I know, with you, actually. And so, when they first moved in, they wanted to build a great big barn and the corner lot, and there were three neighbors that were against it. On their way out, they threatened us. They said, we were going to make your lives miserable. We're going to have parties. We're going to have noise.
Who is this?
This is the person that wants the horse barn. So
I never heard such a thing.
I can't tell who I'm talking to.
This meeting is about a special permit to have horses at 7199 Lower East Hill Road. It's not about your relationships with your neighbors. I'm very sorry you feel that way, and I moved in 10 years ago. Beverly and I own these horses together. This meeting is specifically about horses. It's not about a building.
I know, but the noise situation, when I came to you as a neighbor to talk to you about the noise, you threw me off your property.
What's that got to do with
what it has to do with right now is that if you build a barn, which honestly, I wouldn't even mind a barn. A horse barn would be wonderful.
That's great. I'm glad you feel that way.
You might then, because you're 150 feet around, you might then start playing your music even closer than you already are.
Well,
And we have to worry about a fire starting in the woods, and you might start putting the manure. I mean, we just don't know.
Well, I can tell you, if you have a question about the manure, I can answer that right now. I have and the planning board asked me the same question. What are you doing with the manure? That was one of their two questions. Mm-hmm. And there's a 30-foot neutral zone behind my barn. I'm going to have a manure corral that the horse manure will be put in. When it gets to the top, I've already made arrangements with a local nursery that they're going to take my manure. So I will be removing it from the property.
And what about when you're playing music? Because you already are going around there with your ATV and you're blaring music.
Well, you know what? We cleared property. It is ready for building. And this meeting is for permit to have horses at the barn. I have no intention of playing loud, obnoxious music that would scare my horses.
That is our hope, certainly.
That I promise you that I have three rescue horses that I have rehabilitated with Beverly, with her support, and we want them home. And we want them to have a calm, quiet, forest environment.
Not a pasture, but a forest.
I have no intention of removing any other trees.
And what's it to you?
Train horses in a forest. That's basically what you're doing.
Well, wait. Horses thrive on a mixed environment. I have had horses my entire life. They thrive on a mixed environment, having a pasture, which I've already cleared, where the barn is going to go, and then I have no intention of taking down additional trees because I want them to have the shade, because when they're in the forest area, there are less flies and bugs.
Okay, my comment is to the committee of council people. Just think, if your house is 150 feet away from a horse barn that had horses that did give off a certain smell, and you're trying to have a picnic up in your backyard, and you had the house built 24 years ago, and you've had a nice place, and these people want to build a barn in the woods to put horses. No. To me, this is uncalled for, and not necessarily a legitimate reason for building a barn.
Well, I can say that presumption that it's going to have an odor is your opinion. The horses are not here yet, and you're presuming that there's going to be an odor. I have already contacted a local nursery. I have set up to have the manure removed. There's only going to be three horses here, and I don't want to smell either. But also, my barn's going to be 150 feet from your house, which is what the planning board only required, 100 feet. And we have met all of their requirements to get the planning board's approval.
Okay, you know what? I'm going to step in for a moment as the supervisor, Jason Keating. You know, we've had some discussion back and forth. I think we have, at least in my opinion, the town board has a fairly clear understanding of both parties' opinions and views on this special use permit. So at this time, I'm going to kindly ask if there are any other comments regarding the special use permit. And I will agree with the resident that it has gone through the planning board. The planning board did send to the town board a favorable approval in the town board packet. Surrounding neighbors have sent in their letters of support for this initiative, just so that is also on record. And last but not least, if anybody else has any questions regarding these horses, again, the barn and the structure is a permissible structure that is on there. The special use permit is pertaining to the horses. It would then be utilized in that zoned area. And Mr. Otto, just so you're aware, I know you and I spoke the other day, and I'm happy to answer your question regarding the zoning. It is a permissible zone, and to change zoning that is a relatively large lift, and unfortunately is actually illegal in the state of New York to do what's called or referred to sometimes as spot zoning. So I hope that answers your question. That may not be exactly what you want to hear right now, but I wanted to uphold my promise to you that I would update that information for you. So without, if there's any other comments, I'm going to pause for a moment to see if there are any other comments regarding this question you promote.
This is Barbara Bernhardt. I'm here on behalf of my mother, Charlotte Georgie, who's the immediate southern neighbor to Beverly. We only heard about this plan 1 week ago. We've not had any opportunity to really learn any more. And we do have some questions about actually where the barn will be placed, where the pasture will be placed, where the access to the barn will be placed. So we would actually appreciate a lot more information about the whether the horses will be moved periodically back and forth off the property, what the amount of traffic will be, because the road to access the barn is about 10 feet off my mother's property line. It's very close to her property, and we really feel that we need some more information.
Barb, I can answer all of those questions for you.
Thank you.
I live next door, so I will be walking over with my children to take care of the horses. The only time there will be a vehicle pulling down the driveway is when I bring my horse trailer to take my horses. Oh my God.
And when the hay is delivered and when the feed is delivered and the manure is removed, presumably.
I'm sorry, can you still hear me?
Yes. Hello?
Can you still hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I got a little. Okay. And the only time that my horses would be moved was when I would be taking them in my horse trailer off the property to maybe ride at the Genesee Forestry or Zor Valley. As far as the barn, the planning board, we had to provide an updated survey to make sure that our barn was precisely located on the property, which we did, and the planning board approved that. As far as fencing goes, we will abide by all of the codes with a code enforcement officer to make sure that the fencing is properly placed and that it abides by all of the regulations for the town of Boston.
Okay, so once again, yes, you are still on. So to the public,
okay.
For the purpose of a public hearing, I'm just going to ask if there's any other comments regarding the special use permit.
I have to say just a comment in that the planning board was very specific about the requirements and what we had to provide them. There were corrections that had to be made, and they were done, and for the planning board to approve it. I plan on working with the local businesses for my horse feed, for my hay, for where I dump my manure. So this is an economic increase to just my road alone, where I'm getting my hay from in Southtown's feeds and needs. I want a quiet barn. I want a quiet environment. I have rescue horses. I work with a horse rescue out of Athens, Ohio. All three of them are rescues. My children ride them. I take them to a local school with handicapped children. They ride them. So I want a quiet environment, and that's what I will have. That's my hope.
Okay, are there any other comments? I'd like to keep things moving along. Are there any other residents that have any comments on the special use permit?
Jason, I just wanted to state that the clerk's office did receive written comments on this special use permit. There were 6 letters that were in favor of this special permit request, and then also an email that was submitted by Beverly Marcy.
Can you explain that a little bit more, because we weren't even contacted, and we're on one side, and I know that the other neighbor was also not contacted. So can you tell us where these names came from? And I mean, we're just completely in the dark as far as what the process was.
And it's obvious that they kept it from us.
I mean, you said you got 6 letters of approval from neighbors. Could you tell us who those neighbors were?
We're the neighbors.
I certainly can. Yes, that was Laura and Julie Lazaro Thompson, Diane Wojtanik, Paul and Diane Wojtanik, Charles DeGang, Marianne Lansman, Brian Lansman, Dennis McCarthy, Jennifer and Joe D'Angelo. And I apologize if I did not do very well on pronouncing those names.
Okay. So do you find it a little bit strange that the people who are actually directly involved weren't contacted?
And don't approve.
I have to... No, I went in to Shosh Georgie.
Yes?
I went and talked to Shosh Georgie.
Yes?
My mother, Shosh Georgie, heard about this first last Wednesday when Brian approached her with a letter. He asked her to sign it approving the use of the approving horses being on the property. That was the first we heard of it. She did not assign the letter.
I just want to, Mr. and Mrs. Otto, I just want to say that we have been through a very long process with the town planning board to make sure that we have abided by every measurement, every requirement, and it was a good 2.5 month process. We did not apply for a building permit, so it's my understanding that when you called, there was no building permit at that time, I have met every requirement with the building, with the planning board, to make sure that I'm following every letter of the code and the law to make sure that it's perfect.
Yeah, just okay. So and, I don't mean to interrupt, but
there's also a horse. There's also a horse. There's also horses 2 doors up from this property. That is also on a special permit as well.
Right. Okay, so I don't mean to interrupt, but the purpose of the public hearing is to hear opinions for or against the proposal. So we've heard from 3 parties so far, according to my tally. Is there anyone else that would like to speak regarding this matter, regarding a special use permit?
This is Jennifer D'Angelo. I'm on Burr Road, and I'd like to say that I would actually like to see more horses in the area. My son and I have enjoyed for years to be able to walk down to Frank. I'm not exactly sure what Frank's last name is, but we've enjoyed walking down to Frank's and seeing the llamas and the horses down there. And I think that would be kind of the general thing in the area, is that people enjoy seeing horses. And we live in the country. Aren't horses supposed to be in the country? And I just think that it would be actually a nice thing to have another area where livestock can be free and graze and be in a pasture. I don't see any issue with that.
Okay. Your comment. Are there any other comments at this time regarding the special use permit? Okay, with no other further comment, I will make a motion to close the public hearing.
I second. This is Jennifer Lukacek.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, so we will, you know, we'll keep this going. Items 2, 3, and 4 under new business are all related. So, Councilwoman Lukacek, you mind taking item number 3 tonight?
Item number 3 is for the approval of the application for the special use permit from Beverly Marcy for a proposed horse barn at 7199 Lower East Hill Road. I make a motion that we approve the application for special use permit from Ms. Marcy for a proposed horse barn at 7199 Lower East Hill Road.
I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yeah.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes, but I would like to add one thing to that. There were some promises made about being a good neighbor. I understand the process was lengthy to go through this.
Absolutely.
And I would fully expect that there's not going to be noise complaints and odor complaints associated with this project. And I will vote yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, the third item relating to this is item number 4 tonight under new business, which is the application from Beverly Marcy for a second accessory building located at 7199 Lower East Hill Road. Once again, Councilwoman Lukacek.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. We received the application from Beverly Marcy for the second accessory building at the, at 7199 Lower East Hill Road. And Mr. Ferguson, Bill Ferguson, our code enforcement officer, received it dated June 24th, sent a memorandum to the board, town board members. He is stating that he has no objection to this grant for the second accessory building. The accessory size and location meet the requirements of the Town of Boston zoning code. My question is to our attorney, Mr. Costello, does this need to go to the zoning board?
No. The decision on whether to grant a second accessory building is for the town board. I also, this may be duplicative of the special use permit for the horse stable as it is.
That's what I was anticipating. I make a motion that we approve the application from Beverly Marcy for the second accessory building located at 7199 Lower East Hill Road.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yeah.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, now the public hearing is done. Again, we'll move back up to cover the things that we missed due to the public hearing. There are no other preliminary matters for this evening, so we'll move on to regular business for tonight. Item number 1, which is the correction and adoption of the minutes from the June 17th, 2020 town board meeting. Councilwoman Lukacek.
Thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I did review the minutes from June 17th, 2020. I make no suggestions for edits. I make note that we adopt the minutes from June 17th, 2020.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yeah.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacek?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
All right, item number 2 under regular business tonight is the consideration of all the fund bills. Councilwoman Martin.
Thank you, Supervisor. I had a few minutes to review the fund bills. Everything seems to be in order, so I make a motion to pay the total payables submitted at $319,252.76.
I second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving along tonight, item number 3 under correspondence. We have 5 pieces of correspondence that we had received. We have a letter of resignation from our longtime highway department worker, William, or as we all call him, Bill Fornes. He will be greatly missed. So that has been received and filed with the town. Item number 2 tonight is the notification from the Zoning Board of Appeals for the cancellation of the public hearing for the Broadway Group Dollar General scheduled for June 24th. 2020. That's been received and filed. Item number 3 is notification from the Boston Youth Soccer League canceling their 2020 soccer season. That has been received and filed. Item number 4 is the updated letter from the Erie County Water Authority regarding the 2021 construction projects for the water districts for the town of Boston. That has been received and filed. And item number 5, notification regarding the summer concert series from the town event planner. Canceling the July concert series events, or at least postponing them, and we'll see what happens in August. That has been received and filed. So moving on to new business, item number 1 is request from the floor. I will open up the floor. Any residents that are on, that are currently muted, once again, it's *6 to unmute your phone, and kindly, when you're not speaking, please press *6 to remute your phone so there's no feedback. And I will open the floor for any comment. Please state your name, address, and you have 3 minutes.
Listen, I don't hear anyone else, so I will take my time. I did not know if you were going to report on the letter that Gloria Torian had dropped off to my office, or... would you like me to read that?
I could certainly read it. That was my intent, but if you would like okay. to read it, you're welcome to. I'm fine either way.
Nope, that's fine. As long as you read it, I just wanted to report that was the only other item that I had received this week for requests from the floor. Thank
you. Yes, okay. Yep. No, thank you. I'll pause for one more moment before reading the letter, because we did receive, the town clerk is correct, we did, the town board did receive a comment in the letter that came into the town board tonight. Okay, with no comment, I will move on to this this letter that was received. It was stamped at the town clerk's office on June 30th, 2020 at 2:39 p.m. And the letter to the town board reads as follows. Dear board members, I'm writing this letter in response to a building that went up across the street at 5481 Allen Drive. Initially, we gave approval for the structure because we were assured it would not be a detriment to the neighborhood. Total fabrication. While this building was being erected, there were many deviations from the plans as presented to us. Item number 1, building was to be set back 50 feet minimum from the road. Did not happen. Item number 2, building is higher than the existing one-story split-level home. Item number 3, while building was being erected, building inspector did not respond to phone calls. The building went up during the COVID crisis, but the inspector only needed to make an observation from his vehicle. We have been residents of the town of Boston for 52 years, and the only problems we have experienced was some flooding from block ditches, and Mr. Robert Telak always responded and resolved the problem expeditiously. That is the kind of service we are accustomed to. Now we are ignored and disregarded. We would like to know the status of this project gone wrong. Also, what is Mr. Polly's intentions for this large building starting a business in a residential area? We can only wonder. We are watching and awaiting for response. Sincerely, Gloria Tryon. And attached documentation that was sent into the town board were the surveys for the property at 5481 Allen Drive. I guess for this particular session, I'll acknowledge from the town board side of things. This will be forwarded over. This correspondence will be sent to our code enforcement office for their review and response back to the town board. I do know that our zoning board and the attorney for the town has been working on this matter, and at this time, there's no additional comments from the town board on that matter.
Okay, with no other comment, I will close the floor for public comment. And once again, the public hearing, the approval, and the application, items 2, 3, and 4 were already previously done, so we'll move on to item number 5, which is the application from Michael Flattery for a second accessory building located at 7847 Back Creek Road. Councilwoman Sully, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Supervisor. I would like to make a motion to accept the recommendation from Mr. Ferguson to have no objection to the second accessory building for the storage at the address of 7847 Back Creek Road.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacich?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 6 this evening under new business. We have a use facility for the Hamburg Junior Softball League. Councilman Cardicchini.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. We have an application of use by the Hamburg Junior Baseball Softball League dated 6/24/20. This is for the use of the youth baseball diamonds and access to the equipment storage. They're requesting the use of the Boston Town Park, bathroom facilities, town fields, and North Boston Town Fields. I'd like to make a motion on a conditional approval for as-is ball diamond, and they may not have access to the bathrooms based on the state guidelines set forth.
I'll second.
Councilman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacich?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Okay. Item number 7 this evening under new business is another use facility for Lacey McMahon for a birthday party. Councilwoman Martin.
Thank you, Supervisor. We received an application for use of facility by Lacey McMahon for a birthday party for approximately 60-ish people on July 25th. From 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. She's requesting the use of the Lion Shelter with bathroom facilities, and like Michael said, this is going to be a conditional approval. Don't know if the bathroom facilities would be available to her, but I also noticed Town Clerk Quinlan that there was no maintenance fee included with this application.
That is correct. She wanted to wait for approval before putting that in because of the situation that we're in with COVID-19.
Okay, so it's my understanding she would not have to pay the maintenance fee if the bathrooms are not available?
That will actually be something that we're going to have to work out. I mean, I don't see where that shelter would be available if there was no bathroom facilities. I mean, to me, that's not something that would be feasible for 60 people.
Yep, and 6 hours, and she's serving alcohol, it probably wouldn't happen. But, okay, so I'm going to recommend the conditional approval, barring that we can have bathrooms available for her on the 25th of July.
A second.
You know what, if I can just jump in real quick, the other thing we'll have to watch closely is the state guidance, because right now that is currently limited to 50. I have not seen that number change, so if they're going to have 60 people, that would not be following state guidelines.
That's correct. Thank you, Supervisor.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. We'll make sure that Lacey, you know, has this information. Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardicchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
I know we put a lot of conditions on this, but, yes, hopefully we can start to get our lives back. Mm-hmm.
Councilwoman Lukacich?
Ditto, yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried with all of those conditions.
Okay, that was a fun one. New business. Item number 8 tonight is the appointment for the chairwoman, actually, for Zoning Board of Appeals. Councilwoman Martin.
Thank you, Supervisor. We received a letter today from Don Bonkel, or not today, I'm sorry, the 25th of June, from Don Bonkel, recommending Kathy Projaccolo to remain as the chairman of the Zoning Board of Appeals. I make a motion to accept her appointment and welcome her back. Thank you, Kathy.
I'll second.
Sorry.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cattacchini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, moving right along. Item number 9 this evening under new business is Resolution 2020-43, authorizing upgrade for the Town Hall key fob security system. Councilwoman Sully, do you mind taking that item tonight?
Yes, I would like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2020-43, upgrading the key fob security system due to the fact that it's not currently supported and we need to go with this new updated web-based system.
Amen.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, resolution or item number 10 under new business tonight is Resolution 2020-44, Human Resources Consultant. I'll take this item tonight. This is for the town to look at exploring a human resources consultant with EEBC. The town board during the work session, if anybody was there, had the opportunity to hear what, you know, the conversation between the town board. So at this time, I will make a motion to table Resolution 2020-44.
I will second that.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
I'd like to make one public statement on this, and I did receive a note during the meeting that we had tonight, and the town board is absolutely committed to fixing some of the personnel issues that and the filing issues that we've had in the past. In this table, as far as the discussion went tonight, is all about exploring, the ability to do that without cost to the town first. I know we talked about this in March, and, you know, we've managed to survive 3 months without it. So I think we should at least fast track the exploration of this process without cost to the town before entering into a contract moving forward. So with that, I will vote yes to table.
Supervisor Keating?
No.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
I'll vote yes. I'd like to discuss this further in the next work session, and I'll be calling Ellie to see what we can start helping her with.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes, I agree to table.
Motion carried.
Okay, item number 11 under new business tonight is Resolution 2020-45, authorizing disposal of surplus equipment. I'll take this item as well, something that the bookkeeper and I have worked on. The town hall went through some upgrades with computer equipment and has quite a list of items that we're looking to dispose of. So with the attached documentation, I'd like to make a motion to approve Resolution 2020-45.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
Yes.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacik?
I have a question. All the hard drives have been scrubbed, emptied, eliminated, right? All the information.
Sorry, my computer went on mute. Excellent question. Yes, hard drives actually, there's very specific through New York State Archives. Hard drives will be destroyed through a verified vendor, and the town clerk will be provided a certificate of destruction of those hard drives.
Wonderful. Like with a cloth?
Thanks, Mike. I vote yes.
And Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay, we have no other old business tonight, so we'll move on to report our reports and presentations. Madam Clerk, would you want to be the first to lead us off?
Sure. Thank you, Supervisor Keating. The last day to pay the 2020 town and county taxes in the clerk's office was yesterday, June 30th. During this time, Lois and I collected approximately $7.2 million, and $6.6 million of that was collected up to the March 16th deadline. So unpaid taxes now will be returned to Erie County. If a resident still has tax payments to make, please make that payment to Erie County, but also reach out to the clerk's office if you need any further information or assistance with that. And because of the COVID-19, dog license renewals had not been sent out since March. So now that there has been a progression of New York State opening and veterinarian offices increasing their availability, renewals have been sent out for April, May, and June. And we've had a great response so far from the residents renewing their dog licenses. And we've actually had a great response from residents utilizing the Dropbox and located at the front of the town hall, and also with calling to make appointments with Lois and I. And I just wanted to say, you know, best of luck to Bill Fornes. I haven't had much of an opportunity to speak with Bill over the years while I've been here, and obviously he was here for over 30 years. But actually, I've got to know Bill a little bit more over the last couple weeks. So I just want to say, best of luck to him in his retirement, and I hope everyone enjoys their Independence Day. And we may feel that we are not free because of everything that is going on right now, but we most certainly do live freely. So everyone enjoy their beautiful weekend. And that is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Councilwoman Martin, do you have anything at all tonight?
First, let me direct you to my sweatshirt. I ordered the Town of Boston Strong sweatshirt, and I'm going to be sporting it July 4th, at least during the evening, to keep the mosquitoes off me. But just happy 4th of July, everyone. Stay safe. Don't go crazy with your own fireworks in your yards. And that's it. That's all I have.
Excellent.
And
thank you.
Also Callie's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Callie.
Oh, you weren't supposed to say anything. Thank you.
Nice. Thanks, Sandy. All right. So, Councilwoman Lukacek, do you have anything at all tonight?
I do, Mr. Supervisor. Received a communication from the Boston Boys and Girls Club. They are open. They open this Monday. They have worked over the last couple months with the CDC, New York State Health, the Governor Cuomo's office, our Supervisor Keating, and the local clubs, as well as the Boys and Girls Club of America. They created an action plan, and they made it possible to open this summer. They've got some new and improved safety measures. They have no more than 50 campers, which is 50% right now on any given day, and they currently have 65 enrolled, so that's great. Prior to attending, every parent and staff member had to fill out a waiver agreeing to these guidelines and responding to travel history. They do temperature testing when the kids arrive, and I just wanted to share that news. The town has been cooperative and helpful, And I have heard nothing but great things. So I wanted to thank everyone involved in getting that up and running. The kids couldn't wait to get away from us. So I also have, I will also reach out to our secretary to the boards to help in reviewing the surrounding residents to the last two submissions for applications to make sure that we've captured everyone and that they were informed. I think this is the second time that we've had a resident not receiving information. Whether it was timely or not, I don't know. So I want to just kind of verify how we're responding and if we've got the right information for our residents. So I'll be reaching out to her. I will also reach out to Ellie to see what we can at least start to help tackle for her as she learns HR, which is takes years to learn. So kudos to her for attempting that. And that's all I have. Oh, actually, I lied. I got one more question. Do we have a computer with Wi-Fi available at the town hall for planning board and town board members to use for their trainings that is required for the town and also to use for their setting up their meetings online? Is that available?
The only computer right now is the one that's in the community room. That one can be set up. That's easy enough. Outside of that, we don't have any extra computers. That's something we can certainly look into or explore.
Okay, thank you. I had a resident ask, so I will reach out and connect you two together. Thank you.
No problem. All right, Councilman Cardichini.
Thank you, Supervisor Keating. I don't have much tonight, but I did get a call from a resident that thought he was calling the clerk's office. So maybe check the website and see, you know, see if everything is, it might have been a glitchy thing on his side. I don't know how he was viewing the website, but he called looking for the clerk's office and he got me poured out. And, you know, I wanted to, you know, thank Bill for his dedicated service to the town. Wish him nothing but the best in retirement. Happy birthday, Kelly. And, you know, we've got a couple situations in town that have been a little contentious. And certainly tonight with the approval of the special use permit and the barn, you know, I would encourage everybody to be a good neighbor. I mean, everybody's going through a lot right now on a number of levels. And you know, what I found certainly in this position is that you can diffuse a lot of misinformation by having a simple conversation with people. And, you know, I sincerely hope that Beverly Marcy and the Ottos become good neighbors. I think that there's probably a lot of potential there if the things, you know, that should happen do happen, which is following through on what you said you were going to do tonight. I know most of the people that were involved in that interest are off the call at this point, but as a matter of public record, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, we all live in this community. You know, you extend yourself to your neighbors, try to, you know, work out resolutions and come together, because I think today it's more important than ever to do those things. And that's all I have tonight.
All right, thank you very much. Thank you, Councilwoman Selby. Do you have anything tonight?
Thank you, Supervisor. I would like to thank the town board and supervisor and Ellie, this bookkeeper, for your due diligence and the emails, the information, the back and forth. This topic is sensitive to me, as you know. I've done this for 15 years. I've done all of that. And I have a little hard time letting go and outsourcing so many things. I'm getting used to it. The payroll, okay, I get it. We're moving forward. The CPA oversight, okay, you need it. Now HR. I guess I'm not used to seeing the expenses being spent that way on outside sources. I don't know if it's necessary for everything, especially when in the past we did it in-house and we had a software system. And so that's just my sensitivity to it. And if I come off harsh, I apologize for that. It's just something that I'm used to doing all that, and I can't see outsourcing it at $6,000. So I wanted to just express that. So, and other aspects, I wanted to say thank you, Bill Fornes, for your years of service. We go back years. Our boys were the same age. We have a lot of history. It's sad to see him leave. He did a great job for the town. Councilwoman Catley, happy birthday. You share a birthday with my daughter. She's 25 today as well. I apologize. I was at a family function earlier, so I kind of had some loose connections, but I just look forward to working together with everyone. I don't want to cause any problems. I'm trying to work as a team player, but I have some history here that I can't seem to let go of some of that. So hopefully you understand that.
Just to clarify, my birthday is the 4th of July.
Kelly likes fireworks for her birthday. So, and Highway Superintendent, are you on at all tonight? You have any report? Okay, with no comment, I'm going to assume the Highway Superintendent is not on. I didn't want to take away any thunder from him, but the good news is down in Boston, behind the Boston Hotel, there's a new playground that's going in. The old one is out. The new one is going in. Miracle Recreation is having that installed, hopefully by the end of the week. And so that'll be a nice upgrade for that area of the town that has needed some attention for a little while. As of this conversation, the town hall is still closed. I just want to make that friendly reminder to anyone that's listening. We are hoping to open up in the very near future. We're going to try to do appointment based, kind of like a blended, and open up the town hall for anybody that wants to walk in. The main reason that we've taken a little bit longer than other towns is because our elevator, for those that have not heard, is being replaced after many years of the elevator costing us money and unfortunately some people getting stuck in it. We were able to secure some grant funding to have that elevator modernized and replaced. So just today the car was moving up and down inside the elevator shaft, and they're testing the pumps and the alarms and everything else. Tomorrow is the inspection. I anticipate a good inspection, and once the elevator is back up and operational, we'll get our town hall back up and open as quickly to the public as possible. But we also will have some new guidelines in place that residents will need to follow when they're coming into the town hall. I will echo all the other board members' comments regarding Bill Fornes. You know, Bill, I see you're on the call. You know, you've served the town for many years. You know, you and I have certainly had many conversations over my 5 years as a board member, both councilman and now supervisor. And I thank you for your insight, your feedback, and a sincere thank you for all you've done for the town. It shows your commitment to the town after all those years. So I wish you all the best and best of health. I've had a couple of residents ask if flags will be returned to full mast. I will comment on that. We don't have direction from New York State yet, but that is currently a order by New York State. There is some discussion that flags will return to full mast for Independence Day. They might go back to half mast. That will be up to our governor, but that is the explanation as to why our town hall flags and town property flags are at half mast, as that was a governor's order due to the COVID. Unfortunately, the people that have passed away due to the COVID pandemic. I want to touch base on that tonight. That leads me on to my segue into the COVID pandemic, which I have had a few local businesses reach out to the town hall seeking guidance. And it's a small town. All of us board members at some point through our careers, some people with longer careers than others, but we've all said, let's support local and let's take care of local. And that's exactly what we need to do now. The most important thing is, this is not a political statement, but please take care of these businesses. If they're asking you to wear a mask, That's for their safety and their the people that frequent their businesses. I won't get into specifics other than the fact that some people have had, some businesses have had their employees yelled at, screamed at, et cetera, and they're just doing their job. They're following the state guidance, which allows them to open up. If they did not follow that state guidance, these businesses that you and I and many other people frequent would probably not be able to open up just because of the fact that they could potentially be shut down for lack of following the guidance. So I'm just kindly doing a public service announcement, and that if a establishment here in town is requiring or asking kindly for you to wear a mask, this is not a political scenario. Just please adhere to the guidance, because they have to do this in order for them to open up their doors and to serve the public, and so they can keep their lights on and hopefully keep their livelihood going. So that is my public service announcement on masks. Travel, I did want to touch base on. There's been a lot of media coverage on the governor listing a bunch of states. The biggest question that has come through my office is the enforcement and who's going to enforce if somebody wants to go on vacation, let's say to Tennessee, which is one of the main states, or the Carolinas on a vacation with their family. Right now they need to quarantine for 14 days. This is not Town of Boston guidance. This is state guidance. Who is going to enforcement? That remains to be determined. But I just wanted to bring that up with the public. The fines, if you're caught, how that's going to work out, I don't have answers, and I apologize for not having answers. We don't have this guidance yet from Empire State Development, but essentially the fines are steep. They start out at $1,000 and go up to $10,000. So they're quite serious. So I wanted to bring that up to the public just to make them everybody aware to just be careful if you're traveling, is all I will ask. And with that is all I have for tonight. So with no other further report, I will make a motion to end the meeting at 8:31 p.m.
I'll second.
Councilwoman Selby?
Yes.
Councilman Cardichini?
Yep.
Supervisor Keating?
Yes.
Councilwoman Lukacich?
Yes.
Councilwoman Martin?
Yes.
Meeting adjourned. Motion carried.
Thank you all. Have a safe weekend.
Yes, have a safe weekend,
everybody.
Happy 4th.
Happy birthday,
Kelly.
Thank you.
Good night.
Night.